The next chamber was not behind a blast door. The entryway was merely curtained. Chara brushed the black cloth aside and entered. He fumbled against the wall on one side and then the other before he found the glow rod activator switch. Light sprang up along the ceiling, revealing racks of depressingly identical black robes.
Ah, you'll want some of these, though they'll have to be adjusted for your diminutive height.
Ben grimaced.
Diminutive?
Chara switched the light off and led them back into the access tunnel.
Anyway, Master Takrahaz was horrified by this. All the Baron Doe were, so the story goes. But Takrahaz was profoundly affected. Perhaps he felt the deaths of the Jedi through the Force. Takrahaz was not so much distraught at the loss of individual life as at the loss of knowledge. Remember, at the time it was believed that all Jedi everywhere had died, that the Jedi Order had completely winked out. Fearing that the new Emperor would extend the same genocidal impulse to other Force-sensitive orders, Takrahaz sent many of the Baron Doe masters into hiding and thought about what to do next.
Ben looked around dubiously.
And what to do was to dig a hole in the ground.
Yes.
The next chamber, also behind curtains, proved to be a storehouse of preserved foods, all in bottles or cans. Ben recognized brand names from Doran manufacturers. Chara continued.
As a repository of knowledge, if the Empire were to come and destroy the sages, a cell would survive, deep in the ground, and would be able to communicate its learning to others on the surface.
Luke frowned. Communicate how?
The rails that brought us here are also direct comlink connections with the surface, not just with the temple, but other places. And should the rails be destroyed, the Hidden One knows a Force technique of mind-to-mind communication.
Telepathy? Luke sounded dubious.
Yes.
Interesting. I've experienced communications through the Force from loved ones light years away, but they tend to be emotional surges, perhaps a few words, perhaps a vision. Exchanges of anything but emotions and general impressions are impossible to maintain for any useful length of time. That's not the sort of communication through which you can teach all your techniques. Chara shrugged.
This technique is known only to the High Masters of the Baron Doe.
Luke looked thoughtful. I'd love to learn it. I'll have to speak to Coro Zil.
Coro Zil is dead. You will have to speak to the Hidden One.
Yes. Ben tried to steer the conversation back to Chara's story.
So, the old master, Takrahaz, eventually decided on making this underground shelter.
Chara nodded.
He used tunneling equipment to dig the tunnel by which we entered. It's very long, some 200 kilometers, circling and winding. It eventually reached natural caverns that he decided to use as the center point for his complex. The first tunnel took years to dig, and the caverns took more years to modify.
They reached and passed by a communal sauna steam chamber. The next chamber beyond seemed to be a sort of sauna, not currently in use.
Why such a long tunnel? Luke asked.
A practical choice. Takrahaz's intent was to recruit only those Baron Doe and servants who were fully dedicated to the cause. But in case someone changed his mind, well, it is impossible for any Keldor or human to leave by that tunnel. To crawl 200 kilometers, you couldn't carry enough food or drink, and would die in the attempt. Should someone put together a viable means to ascend through the tunnel, like the little rail vehicles they use during construction days to go back and forth, the Hidden One can, at the touch of a switch or issuance of a special command through the Force, trigger a series of explosions along the tunnel's length, sealing it forever.
Ben felt a little trickle of worry.
So, how do Dad and I get out?
You've already been told. You don't.
Char looked serene, but sympathetic.
Like the rest of us, you are here forever. For your own sanity, you must resign yourselves to the idea that you are already dead, that you now exist only to preserve knowledge.